Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Today I want to encourage you. There is hope. God is hope. So don't ever lose hope. Our scripture this week comes from Isaiah 35 verses 3 to 4. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you. Let us be determined this week to worship God despite our circumstances. Whether we are in a season of highs or lows, let's never stop worshiping our Lord. Our Lord is right here with us. He will never leave or forsake us. He will make our good even better, and he will restore and improve our bad. He is our provider, healer, vision caster, wisdom, protector, caretaker, maker, shepherd, and father. He is the one above all. Let's worship him extravagantly. Our Father God equals hope, so let's never lose hope. Let's praise and bless him for who he is, for he is awesome and majestic. Let's take heart, take courage. The enemy wants to steal from us. He wants to steal our joy and freedom. He wants to bind us in chains. He wants us to doubt God's love and goodness. But let's take heart, take courage. Jesus didn't die for us to live depleted, dead, anxious, fearful, or depressed lives. No, he came to save us, enabling us to live life to the full. He invites us to be fruitful and to enjoy his abundant grace, mercy, love, and blessings. And let's know that God will save us. Nothing is impossible for our Father God. He can open the eyes of the blind to see. He can make deaf ears hear. He can make lame men and women leap like a deer. He releases the voiceless to break into song. He causes springs of water to burst in the wilderness and streams to flow in the desert. He turns hot sand into a cool oasis and thirsty ground into a splashing fountain. He can move mountains. He provides and will make our path straight if we trust and obey him. Let's pray together. Father, the enemy wants to cripple us with fear and lies, but we want to obey your will. We long for an intimate relationship with you. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your gifts and blessings. Regardless of our circumstances, we trust you. Jesus, all our hope is in you. Father God, thank you for loving us. We won't lose hope. Jesus, you gave the greatest price, your life, for us to experience and live life to the fullest. Help us to bear much fruit for your kingdom. We love you unconditionally. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.